Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, hallelujah, to Get'em Radio's Prophecy Month. Hallelujah. Ooh, we've been having a good time. Ooh, let me open up in prayer first. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for your very presence here today in the name of Jesus. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yesterday and every day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it. And Lord God, we just lift up every person who's on this line tonight, those who will even listen in the future. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching each and every one of us by your Spirit and doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Lord, that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has our mind conceived what you're doing right now. Hallelujah, and what you're going to do. And so we give you praise and glory in advance. And we just say thank you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, also that every technical issue is in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I am so very excited about tonight. This whole month has just been such a blessing. If you have missed any of this month, any Thursday this month, remember you can always go back and listen to our podcast. Hallelujah. We have heard, we started off with Evangelist Janie Sims. Then we went to Bishop Aaron. And then last week we had I Released the Word, and we had a chorus of prophetic voices. Oh, everything was just so wonderful. Hallelujah. So if you missed anything, please go back and listen to it. And some people at the end, you know, if you were doing something at the end and you weren't on the line and listening, you still got a prophetic word last week. So go back and listen to that. I see a few people who were on last week, and you might have missed your word. So at the end, we just started saying, you know, whoever was still on the line, set your phone number, and then you got a word. Hallelujah. So go back and check that. Amen, amen. Well, I don't want to take too much time right now. I want to give our speaker for tonight, our last prophecy of this month in our prophetic month. And we have our very own Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. I believe ever since we've been doing Prophecy Month, which has been at least seven years now, that she has been with us. And the Lord uses her in a great way by his spirit. I'm saying by his spirit with pinpoint accuracy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember a word that she gave that the Lord spoke through her many years ago. I think it was in the late 80s, and she was talking about the winds of change would be blowing in the decade of the 90s, and that everything that was not rooted and grounded in him would blow away. Well, I sure remember that word. Because everything that was of Barbara Kizzy that was not rooted and grounded in the Lord blew away in the 90s. Hallelujah. And what stood in my life was the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give him all the praise all over again. Amen. So I don't want to take too much time. I want to give her as much time as she needs. We will be opening up our lines around 10 o'clock tonight. So maybe before or maybe a little after, but around that time, and I'm just going to give you a little hint. If you want a prophetic word tonight, press your number one key right now, because I'm just going to go right down the queue. Okay? So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some, amen, and to present to all, glory to God. Where are you? Oh, there you are, Pastor Price. I want to introduce to some and present to all my spiritual mother, my natural sister, my friend, and most of all, a child of the true and living God. Oh, excuse me. God's bride. This is the Lord is her husband. Glory to God. Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor.
Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, for that introduction. I praise God. Yes, lately I've been living Isaiah 54 and verse 5, which says, and that's just not for me, it's for all of us, that thy maker yes. is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that wonderful introduction. And I'm so encouraged by you and by all that you and have done here in this program of Get 'Em. God in the midst, this radio broadcast. I thank God for you and for your faithfulness unto God and to the body of Christ, for your faithfulness to our mom and helping to care and take care of mom. I thank God for you. And hi, I want to say hi, Pastor Mom, if you're still awoke tonight. And I want to also just say hi and thank God for each and every person that's on the broadcast tonight. And also to those who might listen at a later time. Often, Apostle and I, we often say that it might be somebody in 2055 or the year 3000, if Jesus tarries to come, that might be listening to this program. And we want to say to you that we thank God for each one of you, no matter what year that you're listening to this. Thank God for each one of you tonight who are on this broadcast. And I pray that God himself will meet each one of you at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. For that person that might be experiencing something in their respiratory system, down in their lungs and bronchial tubes, even now we call forth and lay hold to healing, health, and wholeness, soundness, and wellness in every cell and organ and system of your body. Father God, we know that you said in your word that you have given us the authority and power, Lord Jesus, to use your name. You said there are five signs that follow those who believe, and one of those is that we can lay hands on the sick in your name and they shall recover. Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain and discomfort to anyone that's listening, both now and even those who will listen in the future. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every vestige of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of your body. In the name of Jesus, and I charge and command it to leave you now and not return. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. So I thank God. So I give honor and thank you. I thank you also, Apostle, even now for inviting me. I'm so honored and give glory to God for you asking me to be one of those who ministered this month in this prophetic month. And I thank God for it. I never take it for granted. I know that we always let the Holy Spirit lead. If he didn't lead this year, then I wouldn't say, okay, she didn't invite. But I know that when he did, I'm honored that he touched your heart in order to do so. So I thank God for not only you inviting me, but also thank God for all of those who ministered this month, every person that's ministered prophetically this month. And for all of the prophecies that have come forth, one of the things, Apostle, and to the saints here that I do each year, I address each year that when, as we have this prophetic month, I address this each year that why aren't each prophetic word that we receive for the year the same and identical from every single person who ministers? Why is it that one person got this word for 2022? And another person got this word for 2022. What does it mean? And are there only certain ones who get a word for 2022 or that year? Well, one of the things that I like to address is in first, thank you so much, Joy. One of the things that I like to address in this matter is in 1 Corinthians 13:9, it says, though we know in part and we prophesy in part. See, we only know in part. We don't have the whole, we know in part, and we also prophesy in part in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9. And then I always like to mention how God moved upon the writers of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each one of those writers tells of the good news of Jesus Christ from a different aspect and from a different perspective. They tell who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Matthew and all of them could have said the same thing. All of them are the good news of Jesus, but each one wrote from a different aspect and perspective. Matthew presented Jesus as the king, the heir of David, and the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham. Matthew showed Jesus Christ as the true king who came to fulfill the law and the prophets and usher in God's kingdom. Matthew gives a lot of genealogies because his audience was mostly Jewish. But then we have the second book, Mark. Mark presented Jesus Christ as the servant who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Mark didn't go into any genealogies at all. He began almost right away into the miracles of Jesus. Mark's audience was the Romans, and they knew nothing of scriptures, but everything of power. So to this group comes the action-packed gospel of Mark, showing the powerful ministry of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Doesn't mean that Mark's gospel was wrong because he didn't show the genealogies, and Matthew's was wrong, but each way God dealt with them in a different perspective. Then Luke presented Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. Luke was a Greek speaking to the Greeks. Luke showed the humanity of Jesus Christ and how Jesus depended upon the Father through prayer. Luke is the only gospel that gives a glimpse into Jesus' childhood years. Luke's gospel is clearly written more for a Gentile and not Jewish audience. Luke was a physician, a doctor, who was thought to be one of Paul's traveling companions. So Luke wrote from a different perspective. They're all the gospel, but they're for them. And then John presented Jesus Christ as the Son of God. John wrote to everyone, to all people. His audience was to everyone because he knew that everyone needed to meet God and that only Jesus can reveal him. John showed Jesus as an absolutely powerful God in human flesh and how God loves all of us and offers all of us his son, Jesus Christ, as their only hope. So here we go. We have four different writers of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, written to different audiences, written from a different perspective, but yet the gospel nevertheless. And that is what God does for us as believers, especially during the prophetic time. When my sister talked about back in 1989, when the Berlin Wall fell, the Lord had begun to tell me that certain things were about to happen. The winds of change would be blowing. And everything that was not rooted and grounded in Christ was going to be blown. Well, then on the first year, he said in the 90s, this was in 1989 when he gave me the prophetic word. When the new year came in 1990, the headlines read, winds of change blowing. I said, look at you, God. And so we know that God moves by his spirit, and he imparts to us the word that he wants us to say. Now, if you're here and if you're listening to this at a later time, or you're listening to this broadcast, you know, at a later time, or if you're here tonight listening, then the word, you're the audience that God wants this particular word to go to. You're the one right now, this audience that's right now in this broadcast, we are the ones that God wants this particular word to go out to tonight. So I pray that as we do, that we will have listening ears, a receptive heart to receive by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. So with that being said, I want to share the prophetic exhortation and word that God placed on my heart for 2022. The Lord gave me this word on a Tuesday while I was participating in the Praying in Tongues Tuesday service. That Apostle Kizzy has on every Tuesday. She has a Praying in Tongues Tuesday where we come together, and there are about four people who are more who pray in tongues individually, and we listen for the interpretation, and we write them down as we do. Whenever I get on the program, I'm always praying and saying, Lord, just give me the interpretation that you would have for me to have. And as Apostle has said before, sometimes we have identical even though we're all over the country at different places sitting down to write what God has given us, but the interpretations sometimes come out word for word. And so we thank God for that. Some may be a little bit different because there's a Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John kind of a thing going on, a different aspect, a different perspective, but yet and still God begins to give the interpretation. Well, on that one particular Tuesday, the Lord began to minister as my sister, Pastor Catherine, was praying in tongues. And the Lord gave me in the interpretation that his prophetic word through me for this year of 2022 would be rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He said, the word I want you to tell my people is to rejoice in me. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God wants us to rejoice in him this year, even the more, and to truly know and understand what it means to rejoice in him. Today, we will look at the great difference between joy and rejoice. Philippians 4 and verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He didn't say rejoice in the Lord sometimes. He said rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. A very familiar scripture that we love is Psalms 118:24, which says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Again, we're given a commandment by God. In fact, both of those are commandments. It says rejoice in the Lord always, not sometimes, not just when you feel like it. And again, I say rejoice. And then this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. While Paul was a prisoner in Rome, he wrote the saints at Philippi who were not in prison. And he wrote that while he was in prison and saying to them, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Earlier in Philippians 3, 1 and 3, Paul had written, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Philippians, the book of Philippians, has been called the epistle of joy, the book of joy, the letter of joy, since the words joy and rejoice occur about 16 times in the book of Philippians. Now, there's a difference between joy and rejoice. Someone said that joy stands for Jesus overflowing in you. I'm going to say that again. Someone said that joy, these are the anagram or the joy, the J-O-Y stands for Jesus overflowing in you. In fact, the word of God says in Colossians 1:27 that this is the mystery that's been hid from the ages, which is Christ Jesus in you, the hope, the expectation of God's glory or of his presence in you. Joy, someone else said, that joy stands for, hallelujah, is that one of the definitions of joy is an unwavering trust and confidence in God, in his character, his nature, and in his promises to us, no matter what the circumstances or happenings are. I'm going to say that again. One of the definitions of joy is an unwavering trust and confidence in God, in his character, his nature, and in his promises to us, no matter what the circumstances or happenings are. Remember that happiness is based on happenings, our circumstances. When we're younger and we don't know any better, or even when we're younger in the Lord, one of the main things I used to say all the time was when I was in my 20s and sometimes even in my 30s, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Well, I didn't know the difference between what joy was and what happiness really is, because happening, again, is based on happenings or circumstances which are subject to change. Now, joy may include happiness, but it's different because it involves a steadfast trust in God. It involves a steadfast trust in God, in his character, his promises, and his ability to move on our behalf. Joy says, no matter what goes on or is happening, God's got me and God's got this. That's what God is saying. That joy is based on us knowing who God is. It's a relationship. That's why we say, again, so many people talk about that this Christian walk is a religion. No, it's not a religion. The religion that they're talking about is rituals and traditions. But we're talking about a relationship with God. Well, we know who that joy that we have, that they're talking, that the Word is talking about, is based on who God is, his character. I often love to say, my daughter will sometimes say if we question something or something, they'll say, don't you know? She said, don't you know my character? Don't you know my character? I take that too. I take that and say, don't you know my character? So we have to know, when we know somebody and we know their ways, we know about them, we know too much about them to doubt them. Joy is that steadfast trust in God, his character, promises, and in his ability to move on our behalf. Hallelujah. Joy says, no matter what goes on or is happening, again, it says, God's got me and God's got that, got us. He's got me and he's got this. That means all things, no matter what it is, God will make even the negative things that we face work together for good because we love him and are called according to his purpose and plan. Joy is that. I love in Psalms 112, it says, my heart is fixed. His heart, the man, they said, his heart is fixed. trusting in the Lord. Joy is that heart that is fixed, that soul that is assured that God is God and that he loves us no matter what is happening. Joy is that deep confidence that when we've yielded our lives to God through his precious son, Jesus Christ, that he has every single thing under control. Joy is that deep confidence in our spirit and in our soul. Yes, joy is different from happiness because joy says, I am trusting God that he has got this. God's got this when I'm happy. God's got this even when I'm sad. God's got this even when I'm blindsided. God's got this. That leads us back to the word rejoice in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice, it says, in the Lord always. And I will say, and I say again, rejoice. Now, what is the difference in joy and rejoicing? They both come from the same root word in the Greek. However, joy is something that we possess or something that we have. That is, I have trust in God. I have confidence in God, in his character, in his nature, in his ways, in his love, in his word, in his promises to me. Joy is something that we have. It's something we possess. The song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. But now rejoice, on the other hand, is something that we express. I'm going to say that again. Joy is something that we have and possess. But rejoice, on the other hand, is something that we express. Rejoicing is the expression of our joy and faith in God. Rejoice is the verb. It's the action of our joy. Again, joy is something we possess or have, but rejoicing is a verb which takes joy and puts it in action. Remember that we're not just supposed to have joy, but we are also to express that joy. And that is where rejoicing comes in. Again, rejoicing is the action of faith. It may involve dancing or an outward expression. And the challenge that God has given, listen, because I'll be through in just a few minutes. The challenge that God is giving for us in this year of, in 2022 is to learn how to rejoice and give expression to our joy, whether it be in song, whether it be in dance, or words of expression. And the question we can ask ourselves is, are we expressing our joy in God and in his goodness to us by rejoicing? The Lord let me know some have never expressed their joy. Some have joy but have never expressed it. You may have joy and confidence in God, but have you ever expressed it? Psalms 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord goes hand in hand with worshiping and praising the Lord. How can I take the joy of the Lord and express it in a way that others can see? And we're not doing it for other people. We're rejoicing in the Lord, in the Lord. But others will also be able to see and hear and feel it so that others will want to know the God that we serve and have that same joy in their lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're talking about God said rejoice in the Lord. That if we want to plug that in, we can say, express your joy in the Lord. Always express your joy in the Lord. Always. And again, I say, express your joy in the Lord. That's when you plug in that word rejoicing, when it's expressing our joy, expressing the joy of the Lord. So let's look at 10 significant ways that we may rejoice. These are not the only ways now, but that we may rejoice. Some of you were on last night, and we talked about where we're in a boot camp for spiritual warfare boot camp, and we talked about that one of the ways that we can stand our ground in the Lord to be able to stand our ground is we must stay in the praising zone. And we must worship and praise the Lord, stand because praise and worship is one of the weapons of our warfare. So that lets us know that rejoicing, because it involves worship and praise, is also one of the weapons of our warfare. And we saw last night, for those who were on the program, but I'll say it for you all that are here tonight, we looked at 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 22. Apostle just really preached the part of the message last night, not knowing what we were going to do today, because the Lord had given me, he had just brought it out. He said, look, Helen, 2 Chronicles 20:22. This is the year 2022. And in 2 Chronicles 2022, chapter 20 and verse 22, it begins to talk about what happened when they began to sing and to praise the Lord. When they began to sing and to praise the Lord defeated the enemy for them. Let them turn against each other. They were smitten as they began to worship and praise the Lord. Worship and praise is one of the weapons of our warfare. And so that lets me know rejoicing is also one of the weapons of our warfare because it expresses our joy in the Lord. It is done through worship and in praise. Glory to God. So we're going to look at very quickly 10 significant ways that we may rejoice and express our joy in the Lord and in his goodness to us through worship and praise. The key is that we're learning to express this joy that we have by rejoicing. Number one, we looked at last night and again tonight, Shabbach, S-H-A-B-A-C-H, from Psalms 145 and verse 4. Listen, you can remember, you can always go back. I'm going fast, but you might have to do like I do sometimes. When I'm listening to a message and I can't take the notes real well, but it's being recorded, I go back and take the time and take my pen and those things that really are touching my heart, I write them down. Well, I may go a little fast, but what we're going to do is we're going to go through each one of these, and I'm going to give you the scripture, but you go back. Go back and write them down. Because this is why I guess it's been about 25 years ago or more, might have been 25 or more years ago, when they began to talk about a lot about the different words used in the Bible for praise, the different words used in the Bible. I rebuke all headache from off of anybody while I'm ministering. I rebuke the spirit of life behind it. Charge and command it to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. So when I come back, now I'm coming about 25 years now, all of a sudden here in the year of 2022, the Lord is reintroducing this because there are some people who've never heard of this, about the 10. There are more than them, but the 10 words, the 10 words for praise in the Bible that can be able to express our joy in the Lord. And now he's bringing it back because this is a year. We're God. We're going to rejoice in the Lord. There may be many things that happen. Paul was in prison, but yet he was rejoicing. I can say this before I begin to give you these 10 very quickly. I did not know when that new decade began in 2020, that at the end of 2020 on December 9th, that my husband would go to be with the Lord. And that was something that almost, a blindside. It was something that I could not almost fathom that would have happened. But once it did, what was I going to do? And the Lord began to tell me, this is a time that you must stay close to me, Helen. And every day you must worship me and praise me. That's where my joy, because we have joy in who he is, in him. And that was the thing that took me through the whole entire year of 2021, was in worship and in praise to God, rejoicing in the Lord, in the midst of a time, because, you know, we are, when you're in that, and those of you, and many of you have gone through this, and I know that almost every person on this line, somebody's life has been touched by somebody that may have passed through COVID or passed in other situations. And when you do have a loved one to pass, there are things that come up. It might be the first Christmas without them, the first New Year's, the first birthday, the first Mother's Day, the first Father's Day, the first anniversary, the first Memorial Day, the first July 4th. It might be the first Thanksgiving that you will face, the anniversaries every month when, for me, whenever the ninth of the month would come, the ninth of the month would come. And so I had to stay close to God, to rejoice in the Lord always, to express my joy in him, my confidence and my trust in him and in his ability to work and move on my behalf. And he's the one that will keep you in the midst. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to rejoice in the Lord our God, knowing that all things are going to work together for the good. So number one, the first key, the first expression that we have of our joy, our first rejoicing and expressing our joy in the Lord as we're learning to express it, is Shabbat. from Psalms 145 and verse 5. Psalms 145 and verse 5. It expresses confidence in God's ability. It's one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. It's when you shout praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 That's when we shall bark him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In my bedroom, I can sit there, whether it be any time through the night, and say, hallelujah, glory to God. We're rejoicing in him. We're expressing our joy. Remember, joy is what you have, what you possess. Rejoicing is how you express that joy. Glory to God. And it's expressed in worship and praise unto the Lord. Here we shabak, and we shout praises to the Lord. The next one is, number two is, we barak God. We barak him. Hallelujah. We kneel before the Lord our maker. Psalms 95 and verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. I can remember at 3 o'clock in the morning, how mom, every night, my mom, Pastor Mom, would get on her knees at 3 o'clock in the morning and worship the Lord and pray. And I believe that, I don't know if she did it this year, but I remember at the New Year's, as the New Year comes in, that she would like to be on her knees before the Lord. Glory to God. We barak him. She's expressing her joy in the Lord, her confidence, her trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Lord by kneeling before him. Then the next one is, the number three is YADAH, which is Yadah. Psalm 63 and verse 1. That's when that hand is extended. Hallelujah. And if you express gratitude, that's what sometimes when I yada, my hand's going back and forth. That one hand going back and forth, that right hand going back and forth. I said last night and I'll say it again tonight. Sometimes when I want to yada and somebody says something, and I want to just give thanks to the Lord, and that right hand will go up and I go up. And then somebody wants to give me a high five. Oh, I said, I wasn't asking you for a high five. I was worshiping the Lord. I was giving thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 63 and verse 1, expressing gratitude, thankfulness, and surrender to God. Hallelujah, that their hand goes up again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the fourth one is Tadah, T-O-W-D-A-H. It's found in Psalms 50 and verse 23. That also involves the raising of the hand. But now it's when both of those hands go up or all the way out to the sides. Hallelujah, because it expresses adoration. Oh, I love that. When he says, oh, we're talking about, remember again, that we're rejoicing in the Lord. And rejoicing in the Lord is where we express our joy in him, in his goodness, in his mercy, in his love, in his kindness. It involves praising and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we tada, we express our adoration. That song, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the King. We put both those hands up or out. Glory to God. Then the fifth one, glory to God. Then the fifth one is T-A-Q-A, Takah, which says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. That's one where it expresses joy and victory. We clap and applaud the Lord. That's the fifth one. We're expressing the ways that we rejoice in the Lord. We're expressing our joy. Hallelujah. And then number six, Hallel. Some pronounce it, or spell it H-A-L-L-A-L. Some say H-A-L-L-E-L. But nevertheless, it's called the highest praise. The highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's made up where we get the word hallelujah, praise, and J-A-H, which is God. That's the word for God. Hallelujah, glory to God. It expresses joy, jubilation, and celebration. It's just a praise that you just worship in the Lord. And I can see people leaping and leaping for joy like David did. David had come back, and as he was coming back into the city, he danced out of his clothes. His wife looked down at him, Michael did, and despised him from her heart for him dancing before the Lord like that. And she suffered loss because of that. Yes, there may be people. You may be even sitting by people in church. And they say, don't take all that. But remember, we're told to rejoice in the Lord always. We're to express our joy in the Lord always. Telling about his good and goodness unto us, his tender mercy, his amazing grace, his love, and his kindness. And then number seven is Tehillah, Psalms 33 and verse 1. It's where we sing Psalms 33 and verse 1, where we sing scripture that will instruct and encourage our hearts. We sing unto the Lord. We Tehillah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We Tehillah, we sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. We rejoice in God our Savior. Hallelujah. Then number eight is Tephilah. Tephilah. T-E-P-H-I-L-L-A-H. Psalms 39 and verse 12. It's prayer, often sung as intercession and petition. We're looking at ways. We're learning even the more how to express our joy, how to rejoice in the Lord. We've got a challenge from the Lord this year to rejoice in the Lord. And he said it always. And again, I say rejoice. The challenge, again, that God has given us for this year in 2022 is to learn how to rejoice and give expression to our joy in song and dance and in words of expression. And again, the question that God wants us to ask ourselves is, are we expressing our joy in God and in his goodness to us by rejoicing? And then we want to look at nine, which is Kara, K-A-R-A. 2 Samuel 6:14, where David danced before the Lord with all his might. It expresses joy and celebration. 2 Samuel 6 and verse 14. And if you want to Google this about the 10 ways of the 10 types of praise and worship, Google it. Glory to God. And then number 10 is Zamar, which is found in Psalms 4, Psalm 6, and Psalm 7 and verse 17. And that's making music on strings are parts of a musical instrument. When we play instrumentally to facilitate a holy atmosphere, it's not just church or cocktail music, it's Zamar. So simply the word that the Lord gave me for 2022 is God is exhorting us to rejoice in the Lord always. And he said it again, he says rejoice. Remember tonight that we looked at that joy and rejoice are the difference. Because joy is something we have and that we possess based on our confident trust in God, in his character, his nature, his ways, his promises to us. That's something we have, this joy that I have. And rejoicing is an expression of that joy. And so we ask ourselves again, how are we expressing our joy unto the Lord? Are we ashamed to shout unto God? Are we ashamed to dance before the Lord? Are we ashamed to lift our hands? Hallelujah. Are we ashamed to worship him? No, no. I don't believe anybody on this line would be ashamed to do so. So we're exhorted this year, no matter what begins to come up, rejoice in the Lord. Express your joy in him, not based on happenings, but it's based on who God is and his word and promises, his character and nature to us. So God bless each and every one of you today. God bless you. Apostle, that's it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Beautiful, wonderful word. Amen. I wanted to share with everyone who's on the line, check your text messages, and you will see Pastor Price's outline. It was on Facebook, and so I sent it to everybody. So you'll have good notes. Amen. Amen. And this is a word that is it's right on. You know, I might have looked at it from a slightly different way, but it is right on. You know, with what the Lord has said to me about, you know, praising him and worshiping him, singing. And that has just been such a blessing to me, you know, and just getting my heart and my mind focused on him And it has been a source of strength to me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And you know how, I know I've told you this, but what the Lord had us to do is to print out scriptures with strength in it and put it on the wall so that when we look up, you know, we can see just without even trying to look at it, you know, we see like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And, you know, one of them is the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that word. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Also, that is a scripture that I have on my wall as well. One of those really cute scripture art things, decals, I should say, is, you know, so when I wake up in the morning, that's what I see. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for that word, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And I wish I had that song queued up that we played last night. And she played last night. That would have been really good. Amen. So, Minister Amber, if you want to, I don't even know if you're on tonight. Hallelujah. But anyway, glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah.
Glory
now,
to God.
Amen. We're going to get ready to open up the line. Pastor Mom is... She opened up her eyes when I said, Pastor Mom. Amen. Pastor Mom, did you, you know, you always first.
Yes. It's been a good night.
Amen.
And I love to hear you talk.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, everybody has to pray for Pastor Mom, and I know you do all the time because she's your mama, too. My mama and your
Hallelujah.
Mama, too.
Hallelujah.
So,
Pastor Mom, I thank God for you and love you, Pastor Mom. And this night, Father God, we continue, Lord God. We come as that little girl, Aveline, did that was up in that tornado, Lord God, and she asked you, Lord Jesus, to take care of her, and you allowed that tornado to spit her out on the mud, Lord God, recently, Father. And so I just continue to pray for my mom and ask, Lord God, that you would take care of her, Lord God, even the more, that you would touch her in every cell, organ, and system of her body from the top of mom's head to the soles of her feet. We rebuke every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain, all discomfort in the name of Jesus Christ and every work of the devil and all of his cohorts. And Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we call forth and summons for mom. Healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, total recovery from in every cell, organ, and system of Pastor Mom's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I hear the Lord say to you, Pastor Mom, he said, continue to be encouraged. He said, for I, the Lord thy God, am with thee. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Hold on my best day. He said, continue to hold on to my unchanging hand. For I, the Lord thy God, said the Lord, am with you. He said, I still see you rejoicing in your heart and mind in me, saith the Lord. And he said, continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, and thank you for that word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to begin to open up the line. So if you don't have your number one key pressed, you want to press it now. Because Pastor Price is, she's open and ready to give a word from the Lord. And I see some of you have your number one keys pressed. I'm going to tell you who you are in just a moment. But before I open it up, I want to say, you prayed for someone who had a headache, Pastor Price? And
I don't
get headaches, but earlier today, I would say probably about 3 hours ago, all of a sudden, I felt like a excruciating headache on the left side of my head around my temple. And, you know, sat there and prayed over it and all that it stands for. I don't believe it was me. I mean,
amen,
it went away.
Amen.
It went away very quickly. I, you know what? I'll say it this way. I had prayed that the Lord would expand my mind. And so I'm receiving that that's what he did. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. So now, okay, let me tell you who has pressed their number one key. If I don't call out your number, sometimes this number one key is very finicky. Okay, so you can text me and let me know that your number one key is definitely pressed, okay? This is who we have in this order. Minister Carrie, Evangelist Shirley, Minister Rachel, Pastor Catherine, Sister Debbie, Minister Elaine, Minister Mary, and Sister Janza. Hallelujah. Amen. And Minister Amber. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, you want to send me that song? Hallelujah. If you have an opportunity, send me the song and we'll play it before we leave today. Amen. That song from last night. Hallelujah. Okay. Someone just joined us. If you'd like to hear from the Lord, a word from the Lord, press your number one key and get in the queue. Okay. Minister Carey, your line is open. Welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy. Pastor Price, thank you for the word tonight for this year. I really thank you for that, and I just thank the Lord for it. I would like to have prayer, and I would like to have a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. How you doing? Just thank God for you, Minister Carey. I just love to hear your voice, and just love to, you know, to fellowship with you all and with you. Father God, as we just come today, I continue to lift up, Lord God, to you, Minister Carey, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the determination and the diligence and faithfulness that you implanted in her by your spirit. And Father God, I just give thanks to you today in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I come, I speak to the root and the source of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain and discomfort from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus, I charge, I rebuke it. I charge a commandment to leave her now and not return. Father God, in Jesus' name, I plead your blood, your name, your word over Minister Carey. And Lord God, I pray the canopy of your great glory as a defense and protection over her. I decree and declare over Minister Carey, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against her shall be declared to be in the wrong. Father, our eyes are upon you. We seek you, Lord God, by your spirit, even now for a word for your daughter in Jesus' name. I hear the Lord say that I am the Lord God that healeth you. I'm the Lord God that keepeth you in peace. I'm the Lord God that goes before you to make the crooked path straight, the rough places smooth, to exalt every low valley, to bring down every high mountain that would stand in your way. He said, continue to keep your eyes fixed and focused upon me and my word and my faithfulness unto you, saith the Lord. continue to trust me, continue to trust me, continue to trust me. He said, continue to draw near to me, because as you draw near to me, I draw near to you. Oh, that I'm on this day, daddy. And I hear the Lord say, I'm well pleased with you, my daughter. I'm well pleased with you, my daughter. He said, continue to seek my face. Continue to trust in me, saith the Lord. And I did tell you, saith the Lord, if you would seek me first, my kingdom, my righteousness, that all these things would be added unto you, saith the Lord. Just continue to draw near to me, saith the Lord, and I will draw near to you. And then I hear him just say, be encouraged, even on this day. All that I'm on this day. Now, I rebuke any vestiges of any kind of discomfort to your head in any way, shape, or form. On your shoulders, your head, I rebuke it at the root charge and command it to leave you and not return. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Pastor.
Glory
Price.
To God. God
well,
bless
true.
You. Glory
I,
to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. I do that headache. Sometimes I get it. I don't know. It's a pressure that comes, especially when I'm at night sometimes, like I need to turn or something. Sometimes it comes, and then it'll leave, and the anxiousness. I thank you for that word. I really receive it, and I really thank you for it. I thank the Lord for it, for speaking to me through you, and I just bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Glory to God. We give honor to him. Thank you so much, Lord God. And God bless you, Minister Carey.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. As we go on, I'm going to open a line now for Evangelist Shirley to say this too. If the Lord leads you to give, praise God. You can do that. Pastor Price does have a Cash App, and her Cash App is $ Glory to God 39. Is that right? Cash App, Glory
yes,
to God 39. Amen. And it's $ Glory to God, and the two is T-O, Glory to God 39, and those are numbers, the number 39. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Shirley, opening up your line.
We're first giving honor to God, who's ahead of my life, and to Pastor Mom, God bless her, and to Apostle Barbara and Pastor Price. I thank God for you all. You're such an inspiration to me. And I just want to let you know I am still a lady from Tuesday, because you really told me about prayer, and I know that you wasn't hearing and what I was praying for. So I just wanted to ask for prayer for me and my family, from my youngest daughter and my next to my oldest granddaughter. They both have COVID. Yeah. And my son-in-law, he just got up from operation. He's trying to take care of them up and down the steps, and then he's trying to take care of the two new ones that they have. So that family needs prayer there in Georgia. And I also want prayer because I want the Lord to expand me in him.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
So, yeah.
Evangelist Shirley, your youngest daughter, you said your youngest daughter?
My youngest daughter.
And then who's the other one that was attacked, has been attacked?
Next to my oldest granddaughter. She's the second.
Oh, okay.
Granddaughter.
And your granddaughter. Granddaughter.
And my son-in-law.
Give me the first name, just the first name of your daughter, youngest daughter, and the first name of your granddaughter.
Tiffany and Donna.
Tiffany and Donna. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And then the one who just had the surgery?
His name is Thomas.
Thomas. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Father God, I come and we join our prayer, our faith together, Lord God. You told us in your word that if just two of us shall agree on earth as touching, then anything that they shall ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. And so, Lord God, we come together. We know, Lord God, that there is power in united prayer. And so we come together, and I join my faith with Evangelist Shirley and all of her family, Lord God, even for her youngest daughter, Tiffany, and for her granddaughter, Donna. Lord God, I join my faith with them. We speak to the root and the source of all COVID symptoms, all COVID. We rebuke it at the root, the source, in the name of Jesus. Charge and command it to leave them and not return. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are the great head of the church. You've given us a name that is above every name, that at your name, every knee of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth should bow its knee to your name. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, kind Heavenly Father, that you would touch Tiffany, that you would touch Donna, that you would touch Thomas, Lord God, that you would heal them in their body and make them everywhere whole. Our eyes are upon you, Father God. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over each one of them. I plead your blood over each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we commit and commend them unto you. Lord, I lift up Evangelist Shirley to you. I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, every bit of discomfort to her body. I rebuke it at the root and the source and charge and command it to leave her and not return in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. I commit and commend all of Evangelist Shirley's family to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we look to you. If there's any word that you would have for Evangelist Shirley in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I am the Lord your God. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you till the very end of the age. I hear the Lord say again to you to keep your eyes fixed and focused upon him and upon his word. He said, keep looking unto me, saith the Lord. Keep looking unto me. Keep your confidence and your trust unwavering in me, saith the Lord. And even as the word came forth today, saith the Lord, he said, rejoice in me, because that is an act of your faith. He said, rejoice in me and in my care for you and your children. He said, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we rebuke any vestiges of any spirits of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, or fretting that will come against any one of the members of Evangelist Shirley's family in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Lord God, even now, I pray the canopy of your glory all around Evangelist Shirley's head, over her body, from the top of her head down her back, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, in Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God over each one of them. In Jesus, all behind the eyes, even in the nasal passages, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you glory in advance. We don't wait. We give you glory. I decree and declare over Evangelist Shirley, no weapon. Isaiah 54:17, I agree with her. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against her in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. For this is her heritage. And her righteousness is of you, Lord God. And we give you praise. There's something about in your finances that the Lord said, I'm working that out. I'm working out every single situation. He said, continue to look to me as your source. He said, yes, I have many resources, but I am your source from whom all blessings flow. Continue to worship me and praise me in advance, saith the Lord, for the things I'm working out just for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank Lord, we love you. We honor you. And we thank you. We give glory to you for your word. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to you.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Amen. Have a blessed night, Evangelist.
Thank you. I'm keep listening.
Amen. Minister Rachel, and then Pastor Catherine's after Minister Rachel. Those who just joined us, if you press your number one key, you will get in the queue. And Pastor Price is praying for people right now. And she's also giving a word as the Spirit of the Lord gives it to her. Praise God. And the word that the Lord gave her for 2022 is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. And there's more to it than that. So you'll have to go back. You know, those who just joined us, you just have to go back and listen to it. And you can do that by just Googling Get 'Em Radio. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, opening up your line now.
Hi, everyone. God bless you all. I hope you can see, hear me well. Can y'all hear me well?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes,
okay.
We hear you.
I hope it wasn't static in here because I got my ear things in my ear because it's quite late and I don't want to startle the kids.
okay.
So let's have me in Psalms 118, or verse 23 and verse 24. And I just wanted to say I'm just so glad how he orchestrated and had my God aunt give the word on tonight, and you, my God mom, and on all the beautiful encouragement that was said. Because I had to mark what she had said, the other scripture, which was the blessing in Second Chronicles. I marked that, and that is a good one to keep on going over and over again. But in Psalms 118, verse 23 and 24, it says, "This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes." So hearing all of the wonderful things what God is doing through all of us, and we are all building up one another on our most holy faith, this is really good encouragement. And I just want to say I'm really grateful. And it says, "This is the day that which the is this the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." So we're rejoicing and encouraging each other even now. And so I appreciate each and every one on this line, and may God continue to bless you with all the resources and everything that you need to keep it going for his glory, for as long as he wants to keep on flowing on this ministry, because this ministry is a gift to all of us. And I love how all the different ministries come together on God in the midst, because he's truly in the midst of all of us. And I'm so glad we give him total permission and lordship to be himself in every area of our lives, no matter what we're facing. Because he's worthy. He's so worthy. He'll never stop being worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just wanted a word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because I thank God for your prayers.
Thank God. And Minister Rachel, I thank God for you. As soon as you got on the line, immediately I felt a pain on the neck. Then the second thing, a pain down at the very lower part of the back. I don't know if there's somebody in your household or what's going on, but I felt a pain. Okay, on the right at the lower. And then I did feel a little bit of not a prominent, but a little bit of something going on with the stomach. So, Father God, we just come and we stand in agreement with Minister Rachel this night. We touch in agreement. And, Lord God, we rebuke. We bind rebuke for bitter rest and resist in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity in that around on her children, Lord God, not on Minister Rachel, Lord God, even upon all of her children, upon Renesha, Lord God, upon, Lord God, Rashim, Lord God, upon Malachi and Markham and Marcus, Lord God, upon Gabriella and Gabrielle, Lord God, and upon Amber. We rebuke every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of them and in the household. Anything that will try to come in their household, we pray the canopy of your glory and around the little baby, around the little one. Lord, we pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection around each one of them. And we rebuke every work of the devil and all of his cohorts. I plead your blood over them, the blood of Jesus over their household. Even now, not only on the neck, but on the head. Over on my death day, where they came down there. And I decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 is prevailing in the household. Isaiah 54:17 is prevailing. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against them in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. Right now, I rebuke any spirits of fear, any spirits of doubt, or worry or afraid. God said, "I got you." He said, "I got you." He said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, it shall be declared to be in the wrong." I hear the Lord say, "I'm closing some doors very tightly for you, as I've done before." He said, "I've closed some doors before you very tightly. But this particular door right now, God said, I'm closing that door." He said, "Don't try to open it again." He said, "I'm closing the door so tightly, don't allow it to be opened again." No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon. All that I'm on destiny, not against you, mm-hmm. not against your children, not against your grandchild, not against anything that pertaineth unto you. No weapon. All that I'm on destiny.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the script realm that there was like something that word is duplicitous, something that's looking out of two sides, There's something that wants to try to join with you or try to be a part of what's going on in your life. And God said, I'm closing that door. He said, I'm closing that door.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't you open it again.
All that I'm on there today, Daddy, I bind every spirit of deceit, deception, delusion, everything that's waged out towards you. I bind any spirits of lust that would be waged out towards you. Every spirit, every unclean spirit that would try to come against you, I rebuke it in Jesus. And from off of your children, all that I'm on He's got his canopy of his glory around you. The blood of Jesus is surrounding you. The word of God is surrounding you. That will come against Rashim and against his digestive system. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus is prevailing on your behalf. The Lord said, be obedient. And he said, I'm turning some things around. I might have to talk to you by yourself. Because I see something that's would try. But God's got this. He got you and he got this. The only thing he needs you to do is cooperate with him. He got you. Hallelujah. Apostle?
Yes. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Minister Rachel still there? Mm-hmm. She gone.
No, I'm still here. There was some music playing on her line. I muted her line out for a minute.
Okay. Glory to God. So that's all. It's just that I'm seeing something that might be trying to come against you. Somewhat where your children are concerned. I rebuke it at the roots. We have no spirit of fear. I rebuke it at the roots. All God says is stay close to him in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. I'll talk
Amen.
With you when the Lord says
Amen.
The same. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you
Hallelujah.
All. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
All right.
you. Love,
love
you.
You.
Love you. And have a blessed day now.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Pastor Ken is next. Anyone who is on the line, you can press your number one key and get in the queue for those who may have come on later. Okay. We have Pastor Catherine. Then we go to Sister Debbie. And then Ministry Lane. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I just want to say thank you so much, Apostle, for having this month. I have really enjoyed it. And I want to say hi, Mom. May you have a good night. Good night, sleep. I hope you're still up. Hope to see you soon, dear. And to Pastor Helen, I thank you so much for, first of all, I want to thank you once again for Dodie Osteen's scriptures on healing. They were truly a blessing. And I think I played it so much, they took it down. But it was just for me. I want to thank you again. Okay. So I also want to thank you how you came back and put that word all together. I mean, it was good last night, but when you put that rejoice in the Lord, that even made it even better. So
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah, thank you so much, because last night I think I kind of worked in the house a little too much yesterday, and I was, when you ended last night, I was just so tired. But I want to tell you one of my favorite ones, and I may not pronounce it right, not that you really want to know it, but I did want to tell you last night. I said, I want to tell her one of my favorite ones. Well, my favorite one is, it was number one, Shabak, and I think the number two is Barack. Is that how you pronounce it, Barack?
Yes, yes.
On getting on my knees. I can remember when the Lord told me, and I don't know whether I need to be saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. But I remember when the Lord told me when I was younger, even in the Lord, he said, if you begin to just not only get in your knees, on your knees on your private time, but get on your knees, I mean, when you worship and even in public. He said, if you get on your knees, you'll never have any problems with your knees. If you stay on your knees and worship me on your knees.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I can barely get on my knees now. But there was many, many times that I had really gotten on my knees. And my other favorite one, I can still do this one. I can still kind of dance a little.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen. Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, I continue to lift you up. I thank God for the words that you speak, and God has spoken through you today. I continue to speak to every vestige of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain and discomfort, any lingering effects of anything that had come from what you just went through. I rebuke it at the roots and the source and charge and command it to leave you now in Jesus' name and not return to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord God, we give you praise. I thank you for taking care of my sister, Lord God. I thank you for healing her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. And, Pastor Catherine, immediately when you got on the line, I heard these words, back better than what you were before. And, you know, there's something that the young folks, one of the young folks, they have a thing that said, back like you never left, back like you never left. They say that thing over and over again.
I haven't seen that. Yes,
and yours is back better than before. God says you're back like you never left and better than before.
Amen.
He's been taking you deeper and higher in him, more determined to do the will of God, more determined to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Mm-hmm. You've been faithful in a few things, and I'm making you ruler over much. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord God that giveth thee peace. I'm the Lord God that giveth you joy. He said, continue to hold on to me. So that you may finish your course with joy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We honor you and we reverence you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Praise.
God bless you, Pastor Catherine.
God bless you, and thank you so much. Here, thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, too. Hold it up. I see
you. Amen. Opening the line for Sister Debbie, any of those who just joined the line, you can press your number one key and get in the queue. Praise God. Okay, Sister Debbie, welcome, Sister Debbie.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. And thank you for that word, Pastor Price. I enjoy all of it, and I have to thank everybody, Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and all the saints in the respectful places. And I'm just enjoying all of it, soaking it up like a sponge. And I wanted to ask Pastor Price, you know, before, you know, when you get off the line, I've been having like my legs have been trying to give out on me, but I just still praise and go on. And I continue to pray for the patients before I go to the rooms, because last couple of weeks they had us going in the COVID rooms, but I am good. I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, and I know the Lord has me covered.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Well, even as we come together, we thank God that there is power in united prayer. And we join our prayers with you as you're in that hospital, one of those frontliners in the midst of all this going on. And in Jesus' name, we speak in Jesus' name to every vestige of weakness, sickness, and disease, infirmity, pain upon your body, whether it be on your legs, in any cell, organ, and system of your body, your back, your shoulders. And we rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of you in Jesus' name. And we charge and command it to leave your body and not return. Father God, we continue to pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over Debbie, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of Debbie's feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise. We ask you that you would continue to take care of her, Father God, that you would continue to keep her even now from anything that's not of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen her in every part of her body, every part in Jesus' name, and we give you glory. And the Lord said to me when you got on the line, he said, I've been giving Debbie instructions. He said, and Debbie, you know, we may not have the same mother, but you're like, but my mama is like a mama to you, and so you're my sister from another mother. That's why I can call you Debbie like that. And thank God for you. Yes. And he says to you, even this day, continue to keep your faith in him. He said, continue to keep it unwavering. He said, you're a woman of great faith. God said, you are a woman of great faith. He says, you continue to decree and declare and proclaim, God is in the midst. Lord, you're in the midst of this. As I go in that room, Lord, you're here. Lord, take care of me. He said, just continue to talk to him. Continue to just speak to him. He said, I'm working behind the scenes just for you. He said, and I'm pleased with your faith. He said, my daughter, I'm pleased with your faith. He said, continue to trust me. Continue to look to me, saith the Lord. Oh, that I might dare say, as your help, as your strength. Oh, that I might dare say, there they came under. And continue to just say, Lord, touch me in my legs. Lord, take away all pain and discomfort from my legs. Take away all pain and discomfort from off of me, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Oh, that I might dare say. And he said, he's giving you instruction. He said, and then you continue to worship him, says the Lord, for he inhabits the praises of his people. He lives in the praises of his people. And as you continue to worship him and praise him, he said, I'm working on your behalf. Continue to trust me, saith the Lord, and I'm doing it, working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. I thank you, Lord. I commit and commend Debbie to you and to the word of your grace that's able to keep her, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. God bless you, Deb.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, sis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on, my day.
Okay.
Better
put the mute on. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dad, love you, Sister Debbie. Praise the Lord for you. Amen. And Ministry Elaine is next. After Ministry Elaine is Minister Mary and then Sister Janza. And there's more. There's more in line after that. Let me just tell you who you are, okay? Minister Elaine, Minister Mary, Sister Janza, Minister Amber, Reverend Treva, and then Minister Kiva. Praise the Lord. Okay, opening the line now for Minister Elaine. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Well, good evening, and God bless Apostle, God bless Pastor Mom, and God bless you, Pastor Price. Thank you for that word. I am in total agreement. I heard that word from the Lord myself to stay in a place of worship and praise unto him. Rejoice always. And I tell you, it really has been helping when the enemy wants to come in and try to bring, you know, all what he does. You know, I quickly remember what the Lord said, and I go into just a worship. It doesn't take much, you know, and it's gone. So I just want to say thank you for that word, and you're always a blessing and an encouragement. Bring a word of encouragement. So I just want to say I love you, And, I'm looking for a word. Looking for a word.
Hallelujah. Love you too, Minister Elaine. And even as I come and stand in agreement with you, enjoy my faith with you. I speak to every vestige of any weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, around your chest. In Jesus' name, I rebuke anything around your heart, every vein, capillary, and artery around your heart, your lungs, your bronchial tubes. I rebuke anything that's not of God from around you in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. We rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave you and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over Ministry Lane and against everything that's not of you, Lord God. I plead your blood, Lord Jesus, your name, Lord Jesus, and your word over Ministry Lane. And we thank you now for complete healing, health, and wholeness and soundness in the name of Jesus Christ. And Ministry Lane, I hear the Lord say, my promises and my word to you is yes and it's amen. All that I have promised you will surely come to pass. I am the God of restoration. He said, I'm the God that restoreth. I restore all things. He said, just continue to keep your eyes fixed and focused upon me, saith the Lord, on my promises to you, upon my character, my nature, my ways. Continue to focus on me and my word, saith the Lord. He said, continue to know too much about me to doubt me, saith the Lord. Continue to walk in love, saith the Lord. Continue to look unto me and know that I am the God of restoration and I'm restoring things. Even though it may look like it's not going to happen, God says, I am restoring things. I'm closing doors on your behalf that need to be closed and on behalf of your loved ones. I'm opening other doors that need to be opened. He said, remember this very, very clearly, saith the Lord, saith the Spirit of grace. I have the key of David. I am the key of David. I open and no man shut. I shut and no man opens. He said, who is that that will proclaim to you what you cannot do, what you cannot have, where you cannot go, saith the Lord. I have the key of David. I'm the one opening things for you. I'm closing other doors, saith the Lord. I have things that I have need of you for, saith the Lord, for my service. He said, I prepared you for such a time as this, for my purpose, for my plan, and for my destiny. He said, continue to work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. He said, keep on working. Keep on doing what I've called you to do. Keep on doing. Continue to rejoice in me, saith the Lord. Continue to express the joy that I have down on the inside of you, for it has been a blessing to many, saith the Lord, and it is a blessing unto me, saith the Lord. He said, and not many days hence, some of the things, not all, but some that I promised you will come to pass, but all that I promised you will surely come to pass. You're just not a local girl. You're not a local lady. He said, many are the afflictions of the Lord, but I, the Lord, deliver you out of them all. The Lord said, even as you dance, when you dance, the Lord says, situations are being changed. He said, circumstances are being removed. He said, and even though some may not understand what I've called you to do, you go on and worship me, saith the Lord. You go on and continue to express your joy in me and in my word, and you will see all that I promised you will surely come to pass. I hear the Lord say, be strengthened. Be strengthened, even in the core of your being. Be strengthened. I see the Lord touching you from the front to the back. Removing anything that would try to come against the side of your face. I rebuke that in Jesus' name and charge a commandment to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. He said he's working on your hands and your fingers. Be healed, be whole, be well, be sound. And anything that will try to come against you, now I don't know who this is. Somebody's been wagering out something in a sexual way towards you, a spirit of lust. It's not you. It's not inherent to you. He said, but there's somebody wagering something out. I rebuke every spirit of lust that's been wagering at you. I rebuke the roots and the source of it. every unclean spirit in charge and command it to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God. The Lord said, you may know who it is. He said, as you do, pray for them. Rebuke every foul, unclean spirit from around them. He said, because they know it not what they're doing. He said, but you know, and he said, you rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God. For no weapon formed against you, Ministry Lane, shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment shall be declared and shown immediately to be in the wrong. Because God said, you're mine. And in the day that I make up my jewels, my daughter, you shall be there. I see three, you in a traveling manner, you working with an evangelist, and also pastor and teacher. But God is around you. The canopy of his glory is surrounding you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Ministry Lane. God bless.
God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Minister Mary.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me?
It's very late. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, if you could probably hear music in the background, that's my husband practicing.
Oh, okay. Amen. That's a good background.
Yeah. Well, praise God. That was just such a wonderful message. And, you know, I really like those kind of messages when they're for me. And, you know, God just reminds me of just simple things, you know, to rejoice. You know, most of the time when I have my work day and I just go from task to task, sometimes I forget to rejoice in the Lord and have that expression of joy. And I'm so happy that God reminded me of that tonight, to continue to rejoice in him, no matter the circumstance, no matter the task, no matter, you know, what my responsibilities are for that day, but to continue to rejoice in him. So I'm grateful. I'm very grateful, and I just praise him for that word. So thank you so much.
Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you, Mary. I thank God for you, and thank God for you being here. I continue to lift up you and Lenny and your whole household in Jesus' name, and all of your children, their mates and their children. And I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort to each one in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it at the root and charge and command it to leave each one of yours in Jesus' name and not return in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say immediately, he said, I'm going before you. I'm making the crooked path straight, the rough places smooth, exalting every low valley that would try to cause any stumbling or falling for you or your family. And even now, as you continue to speak to those mountains, I'm causing every mountain to come down in Jesus' name. All that I'm under, he said, continue to keep your faith firm and steadfast in me, saith the Lord. He said, you're like my Esther. You've been prepared for such a time as this. For my praise, for my glory, and for my honor, saith the Lord. The Lord said, continue, whether they were here or whether they were forbear, continue to speak the words of wisdom that I've imparted down on the inside of you. Words that will change situations around, will drastically change situations around. He said, because as you begin to speak into the ear, saith the Lord, he said, situations will be changed. He said, wisdom will be given. He said, yes, Wisdom is the main thing. With all thy getting, get an understanding. And you said, through you, I'm giving ones understanding. I'm giving ones understanding. Marvel not, saith the Lord, marvel not, marvel not, marvel not, that it seems that ones want to listen and want to hear and will stop and pay attention. He said, for I've prepared you like an Esther for such a time as this. And some people's lives depend on the words that I will put in your mouth, saith the Lord. Some people's lives depend on it. Be obedient. Be obedient, saith the Lord. Whether they will hear, whether they will forbear, he said, continue to speak the word. Speak that word, saith the Lord, so that lives can be saved and lives can be changed, saith the Lord. He said, when you get a chance, read again in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, the 18th chapter, the 3rd chapter. Read in Ezekiel 3:18 and 33. He said, even though you are non-confrontational, he said, you're non-confrontational, saith the Lord. He said, I will have you to know and understand this. He said, before any destruction will come, I will always have someone to speak first. To speak first, to warn my people. And when I warn my people, saith the Lord, then things will change. For I've always often looked and looked for ones who would stand in the gap and make up the head so destruction would not come. So when I give you a word to speak, he said, I will word your mouth. I will word your mouth how to say what I would have for you to say so that their lives will be changed around, saith the Lord. And I hear the Lord saying, not many days since, there's something very special that he's doing on your behalf, saith the Lord. He said, be encouraged, be strengthened for all that I've called you to do and to be in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. I thank you for that word. I give you praise, Lord God. I give you praise, Lord God. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for obedience. Thank you, Father God. I give you praise. Thank you for, even now, for Minister Mary, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Love you, God.
Hallelujah. God bless. Love you, too. Love you, too. Odramandeste, bedekianda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle?
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Something's going on just for a moment. We're back. Hallelujah.
Okay, great. Great.
Going on to, we have Sister Janza, then Minister Amber, Reverend Treva, Minister Kiva, and Minister Camilla. Praise the Lord. The line now for Sister Janza. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. I just wanted to say, Mama, mute your line. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And this evening, I have a desire. Actually, it's something I've been looking forward to for a long time. And I'm praying that this is the year. And also, I'm praying that I make the right decisions concerning our household. So those are my concerns.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Janza. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for this precious woman of God, Father God. And Heavenly Father, as she comes before you to ask you about situations and for the wisdom that she needs, Lord, we stand on 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 30th verse. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 30th verse, that you have been made wisdom unto her and unto us. You made wisdom and righteousness, redemption and sanctification. Lord God, as we come even this day, Lord God, you said if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of you, and you would give it to us liberally. You won't upbraid us or put us down or make fun of us, Lord God, but you would, Lord God, give it to us liberally. I pray, Lord God, even now that you would even just give the wisdom, knowledge, and good understanding of the situations that Minister Janza is praying for, that you would give it to her like a little child. Lord God, I ask that for myself all the time, that you would just minister to me just like a little child. And Lord God, thank you for ministering to her heart and to her mind. And Lord God, giving her the very desires of her heart. Father God, as I come, I stand for Minister Janza. I speak to all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from under her body, even any pain or discomfort around her sides, anything, Lord God, concerning her head, anything that would try to come against her body, I rebuke the root and source of it in the name of Jesus. And I charge her, command it to leave her in Jesus' name and never return in the name of Jesus. You spirit of infirmity that would try to stay on that side, I rebuke you. You cannot stay. You must bow your knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God. And I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection from the top of Minister Janza's head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus Christ. As I'm praying for you and interceding, Minister Janza, I see outreach. I see an outreach that God is doing in and through your life. I even see an evangelistic outreach. God is using you as a laborer and labor in his vineyard to plant his word, to water his word, that he may give the increase through you, saith the Lord. He said, I'm going before you. I'm with you. I'm going before you, and I'll even go behind you, saith the Lord. And I'm working behind the scene for you. I'm working behind the scene. He said, I am your Elrohi, E-L-R-O-I. I'm your Elrohi. I see. He said, I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I see far ahead, and I provide for you. I am your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who's more than enough. I'm working for you, my daughter. He said, I'm working for you, my daughter. I'm working with you and I'm working for you, saith the Lord. I'm confirming my word in your life with signs and wonders following. Marvel not. Marvel not. There have been some people who have talked about your hands, that there's healing. God said, when you lay hands, he said, in my name, I'll confirm my word through you. He said, just continue to be obedient. Continue to be obedient to step out. And then I see also a teaching ministry upon your life. God said, I have my hand is upon you for you to teach my word, saith the Lord. And I have ones that will listen. They will listen. They will listen. So marvel not that I'm wording your mouth. I'm wording your mouth. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. And I go before you. And I come behind you. And then all of a sudden, I started getting a presence around the bottom of my stomach. I rebuke anything from around the bottom of your stomach, on the shoulder. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Charge and command it to cease, desist, to leave you and not return. I rebuke every spirit of jealousy and envy, covetousness, negative competitiveness, from anybody that would be around you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. God said, I see, I see, I see. So marvel not, saith the Lord, if I close some doors and I'm opening others, saith the Lord. For as he said to someone else tonight, he said, you're mine, you're mine, you are mine. And in the day that I make up my jewels, my daughter, you shall be there. Who is that that will stand against you? If I'm for you, who can be against you? I'm the greater one in you than anything, right, anyone in the world. He said, wait and watch. Not many days hence, I'm closing every door that needs to be closed, opening door that needs to be opened in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you praise. We love you. We honor you. We reverence you. Not allowed. Anything that's not of God upon your body, not allowed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God says, begin to continue to plead the blood of Jesus over you, your mom, your household, everything, your car, everything that pertains, your way, the way that you go and the way that you walk. Continue to plead the blood of Jesus. The blood still works. Plead the blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the word of God over yourself, Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 91:1-16. Continue to plead the blood, the name, and the word over yourself. All that I'm on this day, for no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, Minister Janza, that will try to rise up against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that word. Thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have a blessed night, Minister Janza.
Oh, thank you. Can I just witness? They allowed me to start a food giveaway, and that's something I hadn't done, and he opened doors for me to be able to do this. So I just want to witness to you. Thank you so much. This is my 6th month in doing it.
Hallelujah. And are you teaching the people too? Are you ministering to them?
I am, but I also work at a school, and I pray for my kids. So, yes, ma'am.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to
God.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Have a blessed night. Praise God.
Thank you. You too.
Amen. Minister Amber, and thank you. I got the song. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Amber. Is your mute on?
Oh, yes, my mute is on. Thank you, and hello to everyone tonight, and God bless you all, and Mom. Your message really blessed my heart, and it's so important to praise the Lord. So I truly thank God for you.
Yes, you did a great job. I hear both of you guys. All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wait a minute before you hang up. I lift up both of you all to the Lord tonight. I rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, everything that would try to come against you and your bodies. I rebuke it at the root in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from over the both of you in Jesus' name. And I charge and command it to leave you all now in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, Joy and Amber, from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet, to your ankles, to your legs, even to the front of your legs, to your throat, to your respiratory system. I plead the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God over both of you all in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 is prevailing in your bodies, and Psalms 91:1-16 covered, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue, I don't care what the tongue is, that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. Odra mandeste dede que anda doko, odra mandeste dede que anda, odra mandeste dede que anda doko, odra bastia. Isan de debede que anda, odra mandeste dede que anda doko, odra. I hear the Lord say to continue to rejoice in him, both of you all, Joy and Amber, rejoice in him and continue to use the authority that you use, that you know to use as a believer, saith the Lord. I'm with you. I'm taking care of you. Odra mandeste bede que anda. Odra mandeste bede que anda doko odra basia. Let me lead you, saith the Lord. Let me guide you, saith the Lord. For as many as are led by the Spirit are the children of God. Odra mandeste bede que anda doko odra basia. Odra mandeste bede que anda doko odra basia. Let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreative miracles, and total recovery from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every infirmity concerning your feet. I rebuke that spirit. I rebuke every wicked spirit in high places that would try to come against you. I rebuke it in Jesus' name, and I call for healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, and recreated miracles. I rebuke every pain and discomfort to the neck. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Charge it, command it to leave you and not return. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, I pray the canopy, Lord God, of your glory over Joy and Amber from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you praise. I give you honor and glory. in Jesus' name. And thank you, Joy and Amber, for all that you all do and for even your service unto the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so
much.
Love you. And love
you all.
Have a
blessed
night.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. I do have a word. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Well, I just heard, as Pastor Price was praying, I heard Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you. Hallelujah. And the plans are good and they're not evil and they will come to an expected end in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing right now. And everything that you're doing at this point in time has and is preparing you for all that I have for you. So be at peace. Be at peace. And continue to do what I'm giving you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that word. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Y'all have a blessed night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Reverend Treva, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who have joined the line, at any time you can press your number one key and get in the queue. We're getting to the end of the queue here. And so we have Reverend Treva, Minister Kiva, and Minister Camilla. Amen. So three left in the queue. Okay. Reverend Treva,
good evening. God bless you all. And I God bless you this evening. I was a little late getting on. I had gone to a revival, but I've been sitting here praying in the spirit, and I just am encouraged by the words that have come for others, and I just thank God for these ministries, to get them for Pastor Helen. I just thank God, and I just give God the glory for what he's doing, and I'm going to go back to the archives and listen, because I was going to Bible study, but then my friend Michael said they're having a revival in Oakland, and one of our other friends was preaching, and it was good I was on there, because I saw one of the other ministers in my church was on there, too.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, though, I thank God for that.
Lord amen, God. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I hear the Lord say to you, Minister Treva, Reverend Treva Kelly, he said, no other variables mean anything but Christ in you, the hope and the expectation of my glory. He said, continue to expect me to move and continue to expect me to work. Continue to expect me to do all that I said. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it? And shall I not do it, saith the Lord. No matter how long it takes, no matter how long it looks, he said, continue to trust me, saith the Lord. For I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I not said it? Shall I not do it? And you are mine, saith the Lord. Faithful is he that has called you. I see you getting in a right path. There's a right path that God has for you. It's like a path of faith. He said it's like a path of faith. Sometimes the enemy has tried to knock you off the path of your faith, just try to knock you off because of time, because of circumstances. But I see you now that you have a settled mind on faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, even as I come, I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every hindering spirit to what God has called you to do. I rebuke in Jesus' name everything that will come and try to come against you and your faith. I rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from your body. I rebuke the root of it, the source of it, in Jesus' name, and charge and command it to leave you and not return. I rebuke every hindrance to what God has promised you. I rebuke the hindrance in Jesus' name, charge it in Jesus' name, and charge and command it to leave you in Jesus' name. All that I'm on this day, dede kinganda, hodramandeste, dede kinganda, hodramandeste. And I hear the Lord say, if you can't do nothing but raise your hand and wave it back and forth before him and say, Lord, thank you, thank you. He said, just give, he said, express your joy in me of what I'm doing already. He said, just express it in faith and say, Lord, thank you for already doing it. He said, don't look at anything. He said, don't look at any attacks by anybody. Don't look at about any. He said, you're going to have to be at this time, the path that you're on right now, you're going to have to be so fixed and focused, he said, on me and my word to you. He said, don't let any winds come up, any waves, any noise come up. He said, if somebody comes with you with something that says what you can't have, what you can't do, what you can't be, God said, you fix your eyes on me. And remember, I'm the one that's working in the midst of this, saith the Lord. Hold up, I see you. I see your focus. You have to have a laser focus upon God and his word to you. A laser focus upon God and upon his word to you. Hold up, my destiny. And the Lord says, go back and get that scripture and do not be moved by any of the noise. Don't be moved by any noise. Any noise. He said the enemy would try to bring strategic key words to try to make you give up on what I've given to you, or attacks that would try to come to make you try to give up on what I've told you and what I've said to you, saith the Lord. He said, but you keep looking on what I said. And he said, in the times past, he said, I've been faithful to you. I've been good to you, saith the Lord. And he said, now, he said, as you know me, as your daddy God, as your husband, as your shepherd, as your savior, as your all in all, he said, keep your eyes fixed and focused upon me. And you will surely see, I'm not a man that I should lie. I'm not a man that I should lie. You know, Sister Treva, Minister Treva, all of a sudden I saw Harriet Tubman before me. And I saw Harriet Tubman with a determination to go on and do and to continue to help the people that needed to be helped. Then he said, I want you to have faith in me. That's a tenacious faith. Well, you will, even if somebody comes and tells you, he said, he brought back to me that many years ago, somebody told you a lie. Many years ago. Yes. And it wasn't true. And you didn't find out till later on that it wasn't true. And he said, that's what the enemy will do. He'll give some key strategic words to drop upon the person, on their ears, to try to destroy their faith. He said, the path that you're on now, and it's a white path. It's a white, bright path, a path of faith and trust in God and in his word. He said, you keep your eyes, and no matter what noise comes to your ears, no matter what is said, saith the Lord, you trust in me. And I will bring you to your desired haven. And he said, he's shoring you up himself. He's strengthening you now for all that he's called you to do and to be. It's very important, very important, very important that you keep your faith. Very important. The Holy Ghost, and I know we have somebody else waiting, but I'm going to say this real quickly. I can remember when I was at the church at Central Christian Center, and the Lord said, Joe is going to start coming to church with you, Helen. And he said, so you leave a place on the end of that row. I sat on the third row. He said, now you leave a place at the end of that row by the window. You sit there. If anybody comes and says anything to you, you tell them, that's Joe's seat. And so somebody would come and say, may I sit here? I said, no, that's my husband's seat. And so the time went on. And when I looked up, he was there. And he began to come. And when some of the people at the church found out that Joy went to be with the Lord, they wrote it on Facebook. They said, we can remember. She would sit in that chair, in that seat. And every Sunday, somebody would come and ask, can I sit there? And she would say, no, that's my husband's seat. He said, and then eventually he began to come. And Joe did and began to be very close with the pastor and others there. So what I'm seeing is that the enemy will try to bring a key strategic word. This might be for somebody else too. He'll bring the noise. He'll bring a word that's a lie. He'll bring a word that's an attack. And God said, don't you be moved by that. You're on a path now. You're on a path to go in to do and have all that God has promised to you. He said, keep your eyes fixed and firm during this time and see will he do just what he said he would do for you. And God bless you, precious woman of God. God bless you. And
God bless you.
Have a blessed night.
I have received that word.
Hallelujah.
You too, God.
Glory.
I love y'all. Hallelujah.
We love you too. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love y'all.
I do have a scripture
Hallelujah.
For you. Reverend
okay.
Treva, and it's from Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 16, mm-hmm. verse 8 and 9. And it says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive
God bless. And
God
have
bless.
A blessed night.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. We are officially in overtime. So I want to say this. I'm about to open a line. We have just two more, and we're okay in this overtime. It's still, if anyone else, has not pressed your number one key, you still have time to do that. I just want to remind you all, if you would like to, if you're led to give, so into Pastor Price that she has a Cash App, and our Cash App is $ Glory to God, 39. So again, it's $ Glory, T-O, God, and the number 39. Glory to God, 39. Amen. Okay, we're opening up the line for Minister Kiva. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Good
You've
evening.
Been very patient.
Good,
good
evening.
Evening.
Good evening. Hey, Apostle, Pastor Mom, and Pastor Price. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, all I heard was tonight while I was waiting was the Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. You're easy. You're easy to love.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold it up, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that singing. That's the tequila, isn't it? Is that the tequila? Minister,
Amen.
Minister Kiva. Yes. I know that when even in the messages tonight, the vision of you in Ministry Lane, just dancing before the Lord, shabaking, baraking, tahiling, and just, you know, with the dance before the Lord, you and your daughter and your family, just going forth in God. I thank God for you all in the dance. And one of the things that I heard tonight was that I heard the Lord say concerning you when Apostle mentioned your name, he said, tell her that I'm doing a new thing, but it's still something of old. He's doing a new thing, but he's doing something of old. It's like you're prepared for such a time as this, for the service of the Lord. It's like if you could see you when you've been seasoned and prepared for the work that God has for you to do. Hallelujah. Glory mm-hmm. to God. There are going to be ones that are going to be blessed and trained under the work that God has called you for such a time as this. So he said, marvel not at what I shall do in and through your life. New, but yet using the things that I've trained you of old. Of old. Oh, that I'm on this day. I see you being used, thank you, Father God, in an evangelistic way. They're going to be ones who are going to come to know the Lord through your life and through your ministry. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Odramandeste, bede kiganda doko odrabasia. And then, Father God, I come and lift up even now, Lord God, Minister Kiva. I lift up each one of her children. I lift up her granddaughter, Lord God. We're of Team Grace, Lord God. I lift up her daughter, our granddaughters, and her granddaughter and her children. I lift up her daughter's fiance. I lift them all up to you. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from over their bodies. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Charge and command it to leave them in Jesus' name. And call forth healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, and recreated miracles, especially in the area of the back. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity around the lower back. I charge and command it to leave and not return. I rebuke any assignment against the kidneys, the liver, the spleen, any assignments against their bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity around the ankles. Charge and command it to leave and not return in Jesus' name. Odramandeste, bede kinganda, odramandeste. He said, I'm working behind the scene for you. I'm working behind the scene for you. You're a prepared woman for such a time as this. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Doko odra. He's like he's crowned you with much wisdom, knowledge, a good understanding. Odramandeste, he's endowed you and given you the ability to do certain things. Odra, for his glory and for his praise. Odramandeste, he said, go back and read Exodus 31. Go back and read Exodus 31. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Odramandeste, bede kiganda. Doko odrabasia. In the name of Jesus, we lay hold to and summon healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I hear, Minister Kiva, I hear the Lord say, nip in the bud anything that you know is not of you. He said, you've been down a rabbit trail before in your lifetime. He said, don't go down any rabbit trails. He said, if you see something trying to lead you down any rabbit trails, he said, that are not of him, he said, nip it in the bud. He said, stop it from the very beginning. And so I'm not going that way. I'm not going down that trail. Odramandeste, I see you before you get there. Odramandeste, bede kiganda, doko odra, odramandeste. And then all of a sudden, my neck on the side of the neck, I rebuke all pain and discomfort from off the neck, off the side of the neck, off the spinal, the neck bones. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Odramandeste, from off the chest, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Charge and command it to leave you and whoever it stands for and all that it stands for. I plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you over all Kiva and all of her family in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you, Daddy God, to take care of them and keep them, Lord God, in every way in Jesus' name. And I give you praise. I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for singing.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Then we have the last one with their number one key press is Minister Kamala. Praise God. Welcome, Minister.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
You waited a long time.
Oh, that's okay. When I got on here, I wasn't for sure. I started to ask. I'm like, well, was I late? Because it was like nothing but like prayer or whatever, but maybe I missed something. But it was just a blessing to just hear all the testimonies and all of the prayers for everyone. So thank you guys for praying for everyone. And, of course, my prayer this evening as well. And just praise God. And thank you.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Kamala. I praise God for you and thank God for you today. Odramandeste, bede kiganda, doko, odramandeste, bede kiganda, Hodamandes de Bedek Inanda Doko Odra Basia. Isonde de Bedek Inanda Odramandes de Bedek Inanda Doko Odra Basia. Even now, I see Sister Camilla. I see the Lord said that he's straightening some things out for you, Minister Camilla. He's straightening some things out for you right now. There are things that are being straightened out. That you may go forward in all that he's called you to do. Or he said, I'm not a man that I should lie. I promised you this, and I will do all that I said that I will do. He said, I've been preparing you for such a time as this. I'm preparing you, saith the Lord. Closing doors that need to be closed, opening others that need to be opened, crowning your head with much wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding, saith the Lord, strengthening you in the areas where you need to be strengthened, saith the Lord. Even now, he said, I've been moving people out of your life that mean you no good, but I'm bringing others in your life that mean you good, saith the Lord. He said, you're one that is truly blessed to be a blessing unto others. He said, but I'm crowning your head with wisdom, when to do it, what to do, and what not to do. And then even now I still come against and I rebuke every spirit of jealousy, envy, covetousness, and negative competitiveness that will try to come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see something concerning your feet. He's working situations concerning your feet. God said, let me give you wisdom about your feet. Where you step your feet, saith the Lord. He said, if I tell you not to go, don't go. He said, that will be very, very important. He said, listen, don't just put it to the side. If I tell you not to go, don't go. If I say to go, go. But if I say don't go, don't go. I also hear the Lord say, Luke 12, 2 and 3. Luke 12, 2 and verse 3. Luke the 12th chapter, verse 2 and 3. God, so I will give you Luke 12, 2 and 3 moments. I'm going to let people sing like a songbird right before your face. I'm going to let you see, let nothing be hid to you that's not uncovered, and nothing covered that's not made known. Even those that may seem like they're joined to you for the purpose and plan and destiny I've called you to, I will let you see who I have not really joined you to. And I see something like a painful situation of somebody that you're joined with. You're joined with. He said, every joining is not of me. He said, I'll help you out in this situation. I'm closing the doors. I'm opening others. He said, even with Abraham, read how Abraham, he took along with him and brought Lot with him. But once him and Lot were separated, then God said, now I can bless you. Now, the word was now he could do it after they were separated. Now he could do it. God said, the separation that's taking place, now I can do it. He said, I know that you're faithful. And I know that you love them. He said, but I've already exposed some things to you by their own, the words of their mouth. I've even exposed to you what is in their heart. He said, when a person tells you that they're jealous of you, believe it. He said, but jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Envy is as cruel as the grave. So know this, I'm closing some doors. I'm opening others. And I am with you. And if I'm with you, I'm more than anybody or anything that would be against you. Be encouraged this day in Jesus' name. Father God, I lift up even now, Minister Camilla, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from off of her body. I charge and command it in Jesus' name. I rebuke it in Jesus' name, and I command it to leave her and not return. Lord Jesus, we know that you would rebuke a thing, and then you would give it a charge and a command, Lord God. You rebuke the winds and the waves, and then you charge them to cease, to peace be still. So right now, you've given us now delegated authority to use your name, Lord Jesus. And you said, behold, I've given you to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the work of the enemy. And then you also told us that those signs will follow those who believe. You said in your name. So in your name we speak. I speak to every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, all pain and discomfort upon Minister Camilla from the top of her head to the soles of her feet and behind her eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. I charge and off her throat. I charge and command it to leave her and not return in the name that's above every name. every name, every name, every the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, and charge and command it to leave her in Jesus' name and not return. I hear the Lord say he's girding you up with his truth. He's girding you up with his truth, with his truth. His truth is marching on before you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke every wicked spirit in high places. I rebuke every single wicked spirit in high places and charge and command it in Jesus' name to cease, desist, and be rendered null, void, and inoperable. In the name of Jesus is prevailing on your behalf. The blood of Jesus is prevailing the word of God. And I pray the canopy of God's glory over you and all that pertaineth unto you. In the name of Jesus, even on your knees, I rebuke every spirit of weakness, sickness, and disease from off your knees. And Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Thank you now, Lord God. I lay hold to and summons healing, health, wholeness, soundness, and wellness from the top of Ms. Camilla's head to the soles of her feet. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name. And I give you praise in advance. I worship you, Father, and give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless.
All right. Have a blessed night, Minister Camilla. Amen. Now, we have two people who are still on the line that did not press their number one key. So you've seen us do this before, right? You know what I'm about to say. Maybe. Anyway, so I'm going to give you their phone number, not the whole number, but part of their phone number, and if the Lord gives a word for them, okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Pastor Bryce? Okay,
yes.
All right.
Can you
so
hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. Okay, one is area code 954-288.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The first thing when you mentioned the number, the first thing I heard was be still and know that I'm God. To that person at that particular number, the Lord is saying to your heart, be still and know that I am Lord and I am God and I am working on your behalf. Be the Lord and I'm God. I'm the greater one in you than anybody or anything in the world. And through me, you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Right now, I speak right now to every spirit of weakness, sickness, and disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from on your body, around your shoulders, around the clavicle, in the name of Jesus. Even now, part on around the back, around the shoulder blade. I rebuke all weakness, sickness, and disease on the top of the head, your head. I rebuke it at the name of Jesus. I rebuke every work of the devil and his cohorts in Jesus' name concerning your digestive system and charge it, command it to leave you and not return. I call for healing, wholeness, wellness, and soundness to every cell, organ, and system of your body. Be healed, be whole, be well, be sound in the name of Jesus. Even on your side, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity from off the side. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is prevailing in your body. The blood of Jesus is prevailing in your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Father God, I thank you for touching this one, taking care of them and their family and their friends and their loved ones. I hear the Lord say, be encouraged this day. Be encouraged and be strengthened in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Amen.
Number, and you know what? They're on the, these are East Coast numbers, so it's late there. It's after night. So they may have gone to sleep.
Amen.
If they did, come back and get their word later. And so the other number is area code 973-640.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first thing that happened is immediately when you said it, I began to feel a pain around the knee. right around the kneecap. I rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from around that knee. I rebuke the spirit life behind it. Satan, I command you to take your hands off of their knee in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I lay hold to and summons and call forth healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery of every cell, organ, and system of their body, especially on the leg and the knee, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then I heard this word. Also, he said he was there all the time. God said, I'm there all the time. He was there all the time. He said, remember, I am there with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you, saith the Lord. My eyes are upon you. My eyes are upon you, saith the Lord. He said, when the righteous cry, I hear and I deliver you out of all troubles. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity around the eyes, behind, around the eyes in the name of Jesus. Charge a commandment to leave you and not return. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, the blood of Jesus over your nasal passages, over your sinuses. I rebuke that in Jesus' name, every infirmity in Jesus' name, and charge a commandment to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. Around the kidneys, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity around the kidneys in the name of Jesus. Charge a commandment to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. Be healed, be whole, be well, be sound. The Lord said, I'm your Jehovah Jireh. I see ahead and I provide for you. I see far ahead and I provide for you. I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. You spirit of infirmity on the side, you must bow your knee to the name of Jesus, to the blood of Jesus, and to the word of God. Not allowed. All pain and discomfort, you will bow your knee to the name of Jesus and not return in Jesus' name. And Father God, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you praise. Lord, I pray for a peaceful, beloved night's sleep for them. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every dream not of you from around them and every dream that comes through the multitude of business. I hear the Lord say, be encouraged. Be encouraged. You say, I see, I know, and I care. And I am working behind the scenes just for you. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Apostle, I hear the Lord say for you tonight, I'm continuing to strengthen you, saith the Lord. I'm strengthening you in every area, saith the Lord. He said, even now you're strong in me and in the power of my might. He said, I never called you to be strong on your own. I'm your strength. And I'm giving you strength even the more, saith the Lord. I'm strengthening you. I'm strengthening you. I'm strengthening you in every area. Strength, 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 strength. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra mandeste, bede keganda. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra mandeste, bede keganda. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra. Odra mandeste, bede keganda. Doko odra mandeste, bede keganda. Isonde de bede keganda, odra mandeste bede keganda doko odra, odra mandeste bede keganda, ikande de bede keganda. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, odra mandeste. And Lord, we thank you. I thank you for Apostle. And Apostle, thank you so much. I give glory to God even for that word to you. And then I thank the Lord even now for tonight. And God bless you. I turn it back over to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I felt the strength too. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen. So we want to do, what we usually do by the Spirit of the Lord, and that is to pray the prayer of salvation. Someone may be listening and just heard all of these good words that were given today, and they're not quite sure if they're saved. Well, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation and then tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, And we'll be back with Pastor Price, who will give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God that he just, this is a whole love thing here. Amen. It's not about how you can do, walk a chalk line, but it's about love. And he sent Jesus to love on us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because he loves us much. And then Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So he wants us to be saved. And he says, this is how you can do it. Because he did all the work. That's why it's so easy. Amen. He didn't want to make it hard. I think about when he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they could have gone away, a hard way, that would have them to go past the Philistines, you know, the giants. But he said, no, 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 we're going to go this way. Amen. Because he knew what they could take and what they couldn't take. And so God knows what you can take and what you can't take. Hallelujah. And he knows how to get you saved. Amen. And so he says, if you just confess with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. He made it simple because he knows us. Amen. And so repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and that you raised and that God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. Heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. And really, 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 heaven is your home. When is your time? Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you who are saved, you're born again, you're redeemed already. Amen. You were, if you prayed that prayer, which I hope you did, if you prayed that prayer, you are getting ready. You are getting trained. You are getting practice on how to pray the prayer of salvation with someone so that they can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Praise God. That was it was a wonderful thing. And God's going to send somebody to you. It may be your cousin. Hallelujah. Your cousin you haven't seen in a long time, and they're ready to get saved. And the Lord will send that cousin right to you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So those of you who got saved tonight, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now that he will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power. So you have power to live right, power to walk right, glory to God, power to even read the word of God and understand it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just power to do right, to do the right thing. It's the Holy Ghost that gives you the power to do right. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you Oh, also, we pray that he'll just fill you with his Holy Spirit and with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as well, in Jesus' name. And we want to invite you to learn more about your salvation. The Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, we are here to help you to grow in your relationship with the lover of your soul. Amen. On Sunday, we have church service with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy is a senior pastor, and I am Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And so we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this particular Sunday, we're going to have a guest church. And our guest church is Memphis Covenant Faith, which where Pastor Price, who spoke tonight, is the senior pastor. Glory to God. So the fifth Sunday of every month, we have them to be our guest church at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So please join us, and Lord willing, we will hear Minister Amber and Minister Joy minister the word as well on Sunday. Glory to God. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and God has taught her how to dig into the word of God and help us to dig deep into the word of God as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you call the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And that is all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. That's our phone number. Then on Tuesday, we have our prayer service, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we have volunteers who pray for 15 minutes at a time, and they pray in tongues. For 15 minutes at a time, we all listen and write down the interpretation that the Lord has given to us, and then we have a time of saying what those interpretations are, and it has been awesome. Some of the scriptures are the exact same scriptures. We have confirmation. Some of the just words that we've said are exact words. Praise God. And we're all over the country, so we're not sharing notes with each other. Amen. God is speaking for real. Hallelujah. Now, on Wednesdays, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. Amen. And then on Wednesdays, and you might want to mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, is the second Wednesday of every month. We only meet on Wednesdays, on the second Wednesday of every month. And that is that's our healing service. Amen. And we call it prophetic healing. Hallelujah. And so God reveals ailments that are going to be healed. And when people call in, what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So that's the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, still the same number, 516-418-5699. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst. And our Thursday edition is, that's what we're having tonight right now, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And hallelujah. And we just thank God that he meets us wherever we are. And all of these, the family of broadcasts, hallelujah. He meets us, he'll meet you too. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we have. We'll start a new series for the month of February. And I know that God's going to give us something great. Can hardly wait. Amen. So join us and be surprised. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go back to you, Pastor Price, for closing remarks and closing prayer. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy. I want to thank God for you and for this special time today. I want to thank God for him being in our midst today and for him leading and guiding us during this service and for ministering to the hearts and minds and of each one of us tonight, and also for ministering in prayer to different ones in Jesus' name. And again, I thank God. I love you, Apostle and Pastor Mom and all the saints in your respective places. Now, as we come today, Father God, we just thank you for moving mightily. We rejoice.
Pastor Price.
Yes.
Hold on just 1 second before we close all the way. Lord, we just lift up Pastor Price to you right now in the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
All the people prayed for and the virtue that has flowed through her on this night as she prayed, even the virtue that flowed through her as she prepared to deliver this word that you have given to her, Lord God, we ask you right now for all of the virtue that has flowed through her, hallelujah, that it will be replenished and restored inside of her right now in the name of Jesus. Restore her, renew her, revive her, strengthen her by your spirit right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Replace all of that virtue right now in Jesus' name without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. There it is. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord God.
Hallelujah. I want to say an overflow of ministry. That's what was on my list.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Energy, strength, Holy Ghost vitality.
Yes, Father.
In the matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for that wonderful overflow right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. And that she'll have a good night's sleep tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And wake up refreshed in the morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. And Lord God, now we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanks for the mighty move of your precious Holy Spirit tonight. And we pray for each one of us, as Apostle has prayed. We pray for each one of us that you would strengthen us, Lord God. Give us each a peaceful, beloved night's sleep in the name of Jesus Christ. And we glorify your name. And now we pray the benediction. Now unto you, Lord God, that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Totally enjoyed everything that the Lord did tonight through you. Amen. And we're going to end tonight with this song. The name of it is Shabbat Hallelujah. So this is what Christ ministered on today. Is the word for 2022. Hallelujah is to rejoice. And then those 10 ways that we can rejoice in the Lord. Have a blessed night, everybody. Love you all.
Come on, put your hands together, everybody. That's what we came to do tonight. To bless the Lord. And everybody, let's sing it together. Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
Come on.